Hey guys, this is DJ Horace of Wise Guy Jukebox.
What's going on, guys? This is Archie from Bobo's Block.
Hi, this is Domo Agogo with In the Know with Domo Agogo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Astark of the Arcade.
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Chaos of Bobo's Block.
Hey, this is Sierra Berry.
What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Bobo.
And your favorite intern, Raven.
And I'm here to welcome you all to Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street. Geek Street.
Geek Street, Geek Street Radio.
What's up, residents of Geek Street? This is DJ Rayman, aka Captain Games T. Kirk, and you are now tuned in to the inaugural episode of Geeks on Beats, the premier music show here on Geek Street Radio. On this show, we'll be exploring a wide range of different artists, with the focus most of the time being on those who have influenced, contributed, or were inspired by different facets of the geek and nerd community. That, of course, covering a wide range of topics, ranging from TV, anime, comics, video games. Hell, if I can find someone who made a dope album about Munchkin or Chutes and Ladders, I'll get them on here as well. I just want to make sure that we cover as much as possible and expose you guys, our neighbors and residents of Geek Street, to the most amazing and creative sounds you have or haven't heard of. I guess a little bit about myself to get things going, to let you guys know about me. I'm Leo Flanoy, and I'm also known as DJ Rayman and the lead singer of the North Carolina-based band War in the Pocket. I'm a singer-songwriter first and foremost, but I dabble often in beat production, background music, soundtrack composition, as well as remixes and mashups. I've been creating and performing music most of my life, going all the way back to like church choirs and such. Started writing songs at 9, performing churches and things with my friends around like 12. Started making beats around 15. Went professional about 4 years ago, performing at big venues and things. And once I release the projects I'm working on this year, hopefully I'll start touring and things like that. I've been a gamer since the NES days, anime since the early 90s, comics, same thing, since the early 90s. So, you know, very deep into the geek scene, and it's influenced a lot of the things I talk about and do. Work with conventions around North Carolina, as well as some in Virginia. And, you know, I'm really excited to, you know, host this show for you guys. So, for the first episode, you know, especially since this will probably be airing somewhere around Valentine's Day, I wanted to talk about my boo, my wifey, you know what I'm saying? One of the main reasons I actually started doing pop and R&B as my music genre of choice. The gorgeous, incomparable pop sensation known as Utada Hikaru. She's been commanding the Japanese airwaves for decades now. Her journey as an artist covers so many different genres as she strives to reinvent herself every few years to make some truly special sounds. R&B, electronic, pop, rock, hip-hop, you named it, she's at least dipped her toes into it, and she's made hits with famous writers and producers like Timbaland, Dark Child, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, The Dream, and Stargate, just to name a few. Even if you haven't listened to every song she's ever made like I have, you may still recognize two songs in particular if you're into JRPGs, as she's most known in America for her contributions to the smash hit PS2 classics Kingdom Hearts and its sequel Kingdom Hearts 2. That's right, talking about Miss Simple and Clean and Sanctuary herself. I actually was introduced to Utada Hikaru back in 2001 in middle school. I had a friend of mine from Japan who had just gotten her second album and already had her first Utada Hikaru album, and she put me on Time Will Tell, which was actually, I didn't know, but her first single under the name of Utada Hikaru, and it's still one of my favorite songs today. That song and the single that it was released alongside called Automatic. Probably two of my favorite Tadahisi Hikaru songs of all time. So I actually wanted to share those two songs with you, as well as one other one from her second album. So the Automatic and Time Limit were released as part of her first album under the name Utari Hikaru, which was called First Love. She released it when she was about 16 years old. And I wanted to share Automatic and Time Limit and Uso Mitaina I Love You, which were released on First Love and Distance, her first two albums.
Hey guys, it's Sierra, your original gamer girl and a host of Geek Street Radio. Do you love Geek Street? Do you love the shows and content we have for you? Well, we love doing it for you guys. We have all pushed to make GSR a better place for everyone who's in the neighborhood. We want to bring you more, and we need your help. Geek Street has started a Patreon campaign. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's a crowdsourcing site that lets you, the fans, fund your favorite artists and hosts. With your patronage, Geek Street can continue to grow and put out more shows at way better quality. Supporting doesn't take much. If you support with only a dollar, you can join the neighborhood, becoming a part of something much bigger than yourself. You'll be in our Geek Street community. $3 gets you a GSR button, just like the Friendly Neighborhood Nerd, and $20 can get you an exclusive Geek Street shirt straight from RT Public Store. No matter how much you give, you will be supporting the future of radio and the nerd and geek community. It's very easy. Go to patreon.com/geekstreet and become a patron today.
So, as we start talking about Itadi Karu, I wanted to like give a little bit of history about her. So, she was actually born in Manhattan, New York, in January 19th, 1983, to producer Teruzane Utada and his wife Junko Utada, who was actually a popular Inca singer. And she went under the name of Keiko Fuji. So before Utada Hikaru was known to the world as Utada Hikaru, or Hikaru Utada, which is her actual first name, Hikaru, she released some projects with her parents under the name U3, which of course was Utada 3. And they released an album called Star in 1993, which was when Utada Hikaru was just 10 years old. Didn't really get much traction, but it did get the attention of Toshiba, and under Toshiba's EMI label, they would get signed and release the second project, which was more focused on Hiki as a solo artist or the solo voice on the project, and they would go from being U3 to Cubic U. And the name of that album was called Precious. And you know, Utada Hikaru, she wrote a lot of the songs on that project, and they also had a cover on there, which she did of Close to You by the Carpenters, I believe. And it wasn't until she was 16 that she released her first album, First Love, under Utada Hikaru. And from there, she would put out Distance 2 years later, which I feel like kind of introduced the world to the style that they kind of recognize her for. Like, her voice was a little more confident. She started doing a lot of work with different producers, especially American producers like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, as well as Darkchild. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis helped her with this track called Wait and See, which was incredible, incredible song. That was like one of the big songs that really kind of made me go like, okay, you know, she's not just an artist that I like, but like one of my favorite artists. And then she would do Addicted to You with them as well. One of my favorite songs on that album was a track called Time Limit, which I actually showed in our previous music break. That was with her and Darkchild, one of the grooviest tracks she's done. I love how she kind of mixed her English lyrics with her Japanese lyrics in the hook. It was really, really thoughtful, really well put together. And honestly, I feel like, you know, that was one of those tracks where, you know, if that was a thing that, you know, American radio did, was play, like, you know, Japanese language music, that would be one of the tracks that would have definitely gotten traction But just a year later, she would put out Deep River, and Deep River was an amazing album. And she had a couple really notable tracks on there. Sakura Drops was amazing. Traveling, which is one of my favorite tracks that she's ever made as well. Final Distance, which was actually a slower, like ballad remake of the title track of Distance, of course. And then Uso Mitaina, I Love You, which was the third track that I showed you. On that initial break. And that was a really amazing song because it kind of had like this rock feel to it. And one of the coolest things about Uso Mitaina, I Love You, which is why I showed that track, was if you paid attention to the melody of the hook, that actually was the initial melody of Simple and Clean. And Deep River is notable because of the album that Hikari debuted on, which of course is the Japanese version of Simple and Clean. So little known fact is that when she went and made the chorus for the English version of Simple and Clean, the da 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 da, that was actually initially used in Uso Mitaina, I Love You. So, our next selection of songs we have here are Traveling, which was also on Deep River with Uso Mitaina, I Love You. But we also are going to be exploring some of her contributions to like anime and video games and things like that. So these next two tracks are This Is Love, which was on her Ultra Blue album, and is actually the theme song for an OVA called Freedom, which was a huge Japanese OVA that came out. I remember back in, I forgot what year it comes out, it came out, give me a second, I'll go ahead and look it up real fast. It was in 2006, so around 2005 to 2006, there was a project called Freedom that was released like one episode at a time over the course of months, and it had a lot to do with like space and astronauts and things like that, but it was like one of the first big kind of CG animated anime that was like really big budget, and Utada Hikaru got to do the theme song for that that project. And so that was This Is Love. It was a really high energy, really awesome song. She also, in her next album, Heart Station, in 2008, would do the theme song for the Evangelion remake anime movies that started to come out. She did the theme song for the very first one called Beautiful World. And so we're going to actually listen to Traveling, This Is Love, and Beautiful World. Those are three really amazing songs, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, Come join me in the great crew at Geek Street Radio, where you can join me, your host Cal Wu of Planet Wu, see the world of anime through my eyes. Selfish? I know, but it is my planet, Planet Wu, on Geek Street Radio.
And so, our next venture into her career, you know, as an artist and everything, we're going to talk about, finally, the Kingdom Hearts era. So, as I'm sure a lot of you know, Kiki went on and did the theme songs for Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts was released in 2004, and Kingdom Hearts 2 was released in 2006, and she would do the theme song Hikari and Passion for the Japanese games, and then the English version of those songs, Simple and Clean and Sanctuary. It was really cool on her part because she actually went and wrote two different songs for each version of the songs. So they're not translations, they're actually two different songs. So Hikari and Simple and Clean are actually, you know, not the same song. Same thing with Passion and Sanctuary are not the same song. So you actually are listening to four different songs. They're just made over the same beat. So, you know, she's like really talented like that when it comes to like her lyrics and things. I've always been more of a fan of like her Japanese lyrics. They're a little bit deeper to me, but her English stuff is really cool, really noticeable. Really notable stuff she did in 2004 as well. She would do her first English album in a while called Exodus. And she, instead of going as Tada Hikaru, would just shorten it to Tada. And for this, she released a lead single called Easy Breezy, which I don't really feel like that was the best choice for it. But one of my favorite tracks on that album was a song called Exodus 04, which was actually produced by Timbaland and was really... really, it really fit her style, and had that kind of been the focus, I guess, style-wise of the album, I think the album would have been a lot better. But she did have a couple really cool songs on there. She had this dance track called Devil Inside that was kind of cool, and then she also did a song called Let Me Give You My Love that was really cool as well. Wonder Bout was another notable track on there. You Make Me Want to Be a Man. And then she did a song, I think it's called Kremlin Dust, which was about, it's kind of about like, the Raven. And she was like, kind of going through like the story of the Raven. But like talking about it, you know, in her style. It was a pop song. That was a really, great track. But, on her second album that she put out in English in 2009, she would do, it's called This Is The One. And that was a much better album in my opinion. She would actually work with a couple more European and American producers like The Dream and Stargate on this one. And so this one I think had a lot more notable tracks. You had songs like Come Back to Me, which was like the lead single on that one, that was like a piano kind of ballad thing that was really cool. Me Muero, that was a really fun like song that was on there. But Merry Christmas Mr. Lawrence is probably my favorite song on that album. That was actually produced by, I mean, the whole song, the whole album was pretty much produced by her and Stargate, and then like Dream helped on, I think, like Automatic Part 2, and there was one other track, but I'm not completely clear on which one it was. But she would have a couple more tracks on there that were really cool, like Automatic Part 2, Dirty Desire was another cool song. And then Apple and Cinnamon, that was another really great song in there. So definitely check those out. But for our last break of songs, we'll probably go into some of her more recent Japanese work with her greatest hits album that she made, which was called Utada Hikaru Singles Collection. And I believe that was released in 2010. I think it was Singles Collection Volume 2, actually. That was released in 2010. And she put an original track on there called Goodbye Happiness. She also put a song called Boku wa Kuma on there. That was really just simple, kind of like kids track. But Goodbye Happiness is probably the notable song on there. That was a brand new single, really great song, really fun music video and everything. And then she would take a break, and in between that break, tragedy would actually strike with the death of her mother. And so it was crazy because she was thinking about putting music all together, but then last year she actually blessed us with a brand new album called Phantom, where two of my favorite tracks on there were a track called Michi, which was the first track on the album, and then Nijikan Dake wo Bakatsu, which was a collaboration with her and another really amazing Japanese artist named Sheena Ringo. They had collaborated in over a decade, where they did a cover of Won't Last a Day Without You by the Carpenters, and they came together and did this song, Nijikan Dake wo Bakatsu. And so I'm going to show you those three songs, Goodbye Happiness, Michi, and the Nijikan Dake wo Bakatsu. And see what you think.
す人は皆生きてるんじゃなく生かされてる目に見えるものだけを信じてはいけないよ人生の日の満たつ標識はありゃせぬどんなことをして誰といてもこの身は
I'm not afraid to die.
人生ですもの砂の上で頭の奥がしびれるようなキスして今日は授業をサボって二人きりで公園歩こうもしかしたら一生忘れられない笑顔僕に向けて朝昼晩ご飯やる私たちのエスケープ思い立ったが吉日今すぐに参ります2時間だけのバカンス渚の手前でダネク足りないくらいでいいんです楽しみは少しずつ
four star, and you're listening to Geek Street Radio.
That is right. Booyah! Yeah.
Well, guys, we've reached the end of our show. I'm hoping that you guys really enjoyed the music that we shared today. Utada Hikaru is one of my favorite artists of all time, and I wanted to share it with you. And, you know, what better time to do it than the first episode? So, over the course of her long career, she's enjoyed being a top-of-the-line AAA artist who's blessed our ears with numerous hits and melodies. And I hope as the years progress, she'll be giving us even more music, great feelings, awesome memories, coming from music greatness herself. It was in her blood to transcend exactly what we thought pop music was and give us something even greater. And I feel like she's always succeeded in doing that. With every new album, she has evolved her sound in so many different ways. And if you ever decide to go and listen to all of her albums the way I do on a normal basis, you'll see so many memorable tracks that go beyond what you may have heard on like Kingdom Hearts or Evangelion or anything else, and you'll really see a story unravel about a special artist who has done so many great things in music. And that's all we have. Show's over, but the music will always live on. You can catch us at geeksonbeats@gmail.com. So feel free to contact us. I'll be taking any requests on artists that you want to see us talk about as we, you know, make this show bigger and better, and I get better at doing it. You know, I would love to talk about the people that you want to see me talk about. You can catch other Geek Street Radio programs at the following links. Our arcade gaming show is located at the arcade, ORN, at Podomatic.com or .podomatic.com. Babo's Block, which is our nerdy geek culture talk, babosblock.podomatic.com. Planet Wu, our anime show, is at planetwu.podomatic.com. And you can find our hub for all things Geek Street at geekstreetradio.podomatic.com. Until next time, guys, I can't wait to talk to you soon. I thank you for sticking with me through my first episode of Geeks on Beats. Until next time, stay golden.